Shavua Tov, this week's parsha is named after Moshe Rabbeinu's father-in-law, whose arrival we're told about in the beginning of the parsha. In fact, Chazal explain that one of his names was Yitro because he was responsible for adding a parsha to the Torah. Many of the Rishonim based on a similar parsha in Parshas Baalotcha assume that this event did not take place here. Ein muktum u'mochar b'Torah. So why is it placed here? It seems that this story is very much a transition from Kriyat Yamsuf to Matan Torah. Yitro, upon arrival, speaks about, recognizes the greatness of God based on the miracles that were described in Parshiot Bo and Beshalach. Sheni of this week's Parsha, the next day, Yitro observes Moshe judging the people, and he tells him that he should delegate that responsibility so that he, Moshe Rabbeinu, can focus on his communication with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This serves as an introduction to the story of Matan Torah that we're going to be reading in the second parak of the Parsha, where Moshe plays exactly this role. In fact, God's revelation and conversation with Moshe in front of the people is meant to solidify the Jewish people's belief in Moshe as the conduit, the communicator with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But Ma'amad Har Sinai has another goal, and that is for the Jewish people to feel God's presence in a personal way, as opposed to just seeing his miracles or even seeing his revelation. Har Sinai is where God addresses the Jewish people personally and directly. And this is where our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's the foundation of the Torah he gives us, begins. Yetziat Mitzrayim is important because it's where we see God's greatness and we see his role as redeeming us. Ma'amad Har Sinai is where he addresses us on a personal level, and through that gives us the content that we're meant to live our lives through. This is why Parshat Yitro is so important as the basis for our identity and how we live our lives. It's critical that we think about this as we learn through the Parsha and make sure that we learn from it what we can take from it for our identity as Jews and Ovdei Hashem.